Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. God's love for sinners is undeserved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are we there yet? When was the last time you said that on a family car trip? Did you make it even 15 minutes before you asked? Those long car trips can be great bonding time, providing family memories for years to come. But they can also produce some fighting, complaining, or threats from dad or mom to turn this car around and head home. We might wonder if Moses ever thought of turning the van around as he led the children of Israel on the way to the promised land. The Bible tells us often how they would grumble and argue and complain. Didn't they know how wonderful their destination would be? Moses must have been so frustrated. But if Moses had good reason to be frustrated, God had even more. He was the one they were grumbling, quarreling, and complaining about. Essentially, they were saying that God shouldn't have brought them out into the wilderness, where they struggled with food and conditions they didn't like. And they did all this complaining after God delivered them from slavery in Egypt. God would have had every right to leave them in the desert and abandon them, but he didn't. By his grace, he promised them his love and forgiveness. God told them this: "If you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession." We might look at all this and wonder, why would God do that? They sure didn't deserve his kindness. That's true. But could we wonder the same thing about ourselves? God deserves and demands perfect obedience. We grumble, quarrel, and complain too. We deserve nothing from him but eternal abandonment in hell. But God doubles down on his love and care. He not only in grace gives us food and clothes and home and family, he most importantly gives us Jesus, the one who gave us his perfect obedience, paid for our sins, and won us heaven. Today, our God carries us on eagle's wings. Today we are his treasured possession. Not because of how awesome we are, but because of how awesome God is. We bow our heads for prayer. Thank you, gracious God, for your mercy and undeserved love. Give us grateful hearts that do not complain or quarrel, and help us to show mercy and undeserved love to the people around us as well. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.